This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Australia's number one award-winning show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self.
Hide and seek.
Visit joy.org.au/hide and seek.
You're on Hide and Seek, Andrew the Apprentice and James Finlay with you. And tonight we are talking twinks.
We are talking twinks tonight.
And well, more broadly, we're talking about gay subcultures because a study has come out of ARCHES, the Australian Research Centre for Sexuality.
Sex, Health and Society.
Sex, Health and Society, yep. And it says that twinks are more common to drink lots, take drugs,
smoke tobacco, and be bottoms,
which is, you know, separate to the other issues.
Yes,
but also they were the most 22% of the people surveyed identified themselves as twinks.
Yep.
So they're the highest subculture, if you like, that was identified. And then followed by that were cubs at 9%.
That's right. So there was a study of 1,034 gay men, 18 to 39.
Mm. So young gay men, they said.
Young gay men.
At least people in their 30s can now say that they're young.
They're young, exactly.
According to this study.
Well done, Archers. Thank you.
The World Health Organization, though.
So a study of young men, and they specifically asked people to self-identify in one of a range of subcultures.
Mm. And 56% of people actually identified as no subculture.
Yeah.
I myself, not part of a subculture, I don't think. I'm too fat / broad-shouldered to be a twink. I've never been a twink, never was a twink, never will be a twink. And I don't think I'm big enough to be a cub. And, I guess I could be an otter, but I still don't identify as an otter.
You don't identify as an otter.
What does that mean?
Otter.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I just have a hairy chest.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's
it. I think you'd probably fit into the otter category.
Yeah, probably. But I think to be part of a subculture, and we'll be discussing this tonight,
yes,
you need to tick more than just one box of hairy chest. Oh, yeah, that's me then. that's got me.
Well, we've got two guys in the studio to help us dissect all of this. And whether or not they identify as twinks, we'll talk about part of that as well.
Well, yes, because we tried to get a twink and a cub in.
Yes.
We failed. because the people I approached who I thought would identify as twinks didn't.
Yeah.
And so there's that. And then we couldn't find a cub either.
Yeah. All busy.
So, anyway, welcome to the studio, Shane and Brandon.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're good, thanks. Now, what do you two, if anything, identify as?
Shane, let's start with you.
Always starting with me. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think I've always aspired to be a twink.
that's nice that you aspired to.
I've always thought it was for others to judge, but you know.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah. And Brandon, what about yourself?
Oh my God! Look, I don't know. I mean, people identify me as a twink more than I identify myself. I mean, I think I have in the past identified in that regard, but I think kind of personal experiences color whether or not I personally identify. I don't identify as a twink right now. No.
So
he's certain about that.
So Shane, how do you define a twink?
Oh God. Yeah, younger, prettier.
Do you identify as a twink now, Brandon?
Certainly not.
Thinner, generally speaking. Mm-hmm. Although that's sort of like a... It's becoming different these days, I think.
Different?
Yeah.
Well, because when we talk about... Like, the study talked about what twinks are generally categorised as. Hairless, thin, slim build.
Yeah.
Young... You know, I don't think a twink cannot be older than 24, or at least young looking.
Yes, young looking.
Which I think is more accurate.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think when you categorise that, but of course, you know, Brandon, you tick some of those boxes, I guess.
Absolutely. One or two. And it's terrible.
But nothing wrong with being young and slim, I guess. Well, you
know, hey, again, it depends. Other people definitely perceive you a certain way depending on how you look or, you know, what sort of subculture they think you fit into. I've had more than a few guys refer to me as an airhead because I'm like thin and 22. Like, that's definitely been a thing in the past. So
that's not a subcategory I'd like to put myself in.
So, Brent, do you have a definition in your head about what a twink is?
I guess everyone does. Like, there's definitely kind of a categorization going around. Like, skinny, dainty and flamboyantly homosexual, listens to lots of pop music, Lady Gaga, whatever, you know, you will, and drinks and maybe takes some recreational drugs.
Well, yeah, the study found that more likely to be taking drugs and drinking a lot and smoking.
Yes.
Oh, God. Again, I'm not doing well. I'm going to say yes. Sorry. Not doing too well, unfortunately.
Shane, if we turn back the clock to when you were perhaps younger, do you think that your previous self may have been a twink? Or did you think you were a twink?
At the time, no.
Right.
No, but it's amazing how much we see differently in retrospect.
Continue.
Yes, I did smoke.
Yeah. No smoking now?
No, I'm still smoking.
All right.
Jeez.
Yes, I did drink. Yes, I did bottom. Yes, all of those things are still happening.
Yeah.
Never really took drugs, though. That was never really my thing. Yeah. So.
But you were on the... So, Shane, you used to go out a lot when you were younger and today...
I'll stop saying when I was younger. crying out loud.
It refers to everyone. Everyone was younger at some point.
When you were younger.
We're not saying when you were young. We're saying when you were younger. Careful.
Last week is younger.
I went out a fair bit. I'd probably not a great deal more than I do today, though.
Mm.
You know, once, twice a week.
Well, still doing that. Still got the energy.
And Brandon, what about you?
What about me?
Do you go out much? Do you go to the bars, the clubs?
Well, hey,
are you ever at home? Are you ever at home?
Yes, I am at home. Yes, occasionally, sometimes, not particularly weekends. No, look, I actually worked as a nightlife photographer for about 5 years, so I definitely have seen my fair share of rough evenings. Still do quite a bit, but I now have a day job, so I kind of have reined it back a little bit, but definitely still going out a bit crazy and still know how to pull a pretty heavy all-nighter. So, you know.
Because this is, the reason why I talk about this is because this is one of the findings of the study that Archers did, was that twinks are more likely to be on the scene, more likely to be party boys, I guess.
You were on the scene working as a photographer.
Yes.
What can you remember seeing?
What can I remember seeing? Yeah, that was actually the really interesting thing, was that when you're working in a nightlife venue and not actually participating as a patron, like, you kind of do pick up on a number of different things that are floating around and, you know, cultures of people and even just the culture of the industry in general. And I have worked in a lot of gay bars, still do take photos regularly at some gay nights. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, I guess you can't help it. Like, when you're working, you kind of see people as patrons and there are subcategories of patrons.
Sure. Especially when you're taking photos.
Yeah. Well, hey, exactly. I mean, you know, working at straight clubs, and I get my fair share of, you know, 18-year-old party girls like doing the awkward lean and asking for group photos, and fair share of bros flexing their muscles and taking their shirts off for the camera, which, hey, not always a horrible thing. Yeah. You definitely see some subcategories and you make them for yourself. So I think that, you know, as much as one might try to avoid labels, I think we do spend quite a bit of time labeling others, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there we go.
If you want to contribute to this, you can. 0427JOY949 or onair@joy.org.au. Do you have a sub? Are you part of a subcategory?
Yeah.
Or
how do you identify?
How do you identify? Let us know. We've got one text message in that says, please post photos of the twinks for your Facebook page. Thank you, smiley face.
We can do that later.
We can do
it. One of the things the study found was that as we said, Cubs were the second largest group. And in the study, cubs were self-identified as belonging to part of a subculture.
They would go to meetings.
They might go to meetings and hang out together and things like that. Twinks, though, weren't found to do the same thing. Is this the case in your experience that twinks don't group together?
Yes. Oh my god, that's exactly the case. It's dumb. I mean, I sound really bitter.
No, you can be bitter as well.
Oh, good. I don't know. Yeah, I think that with some cultures there is more of a sense of community, and I mean, definitely in the cub and like bear cultures, I've seriously seen some more kind of connections between people and just people interacting. And you know, there's definitely, as I said, there's definitely more of a sense of community. Twinks, not so much. And I think it's one of those things where I personally, and I think that the statistics actually kind of mirror this in a way, is twinks don't self-identify as twinks. I personally feel like many people are labeled twinks. And in a sense become something that, you know, becomes a negative, this negative connotations attached to such a thing. And, you know, that's sort of how it goes. Oh, good.
Do you think maybe that was the reason, Shane, why you didn't self-identify as a twink when you were younger?
At the time, yeah, probably, because I was looking for connectedness and didn't necessarily find it. And I have to agree with what you're saying. I mean, yeah. You know, these days I probably spend a lot more time in the bear hub subculture, if you want to call it that, but basically it's just a bunch of really nice guys who I like spending time with and drinking beer with, and the reason that I do that is because I like spending time with them and drinking beer with them. I can't remember that ever happening at the venues of old, and I don't want to mention anyone in particular, but there was a fairly well-known gay pub on Commercial Road that isn't the same now, but back then was sort of the center of the gay universe. And yeah, you didn't get that there. It was a competition the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in the bear and cub subculture, if you call it that, it's not.
Yeah.
Are twinks just bitchy queens?
Well, there is that whole, you know, I mean, we've all seen Mean Girls, right? There's a lot of that going on.
But I guess, you know, you could say the same thing about a bar in the south and the bar in the north, you know? I wonder if that's got anything to do with it as well.
These are the interesting questions.
I was just thinking, because I'm trying to find a simile for the bar in the south, but I suppose if you were to there are both subcultures over in the north.
Yeah.
And I would say it's not dependent on which side of the river you're on, it's dependent on the type of club you're at.
Yeah.
Fire it all.
Joy 94.9 in Melbourne. Joy.org.au for the world.
Hide and Seek here on Joy 94.9, your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self. Andrew the Apprentice and James Finlay are with you.
And in the studio, Shane and Brandon talking twinks.
Talking twinks.
Gay subcultures, yes. After a study out of Arches at La Trobe University says that twinks are more likely to smoke, drink, take recreational drugs and... on another note, bottom.
Yes, we might get to that very shortly. Just as a note, write this down if you're listening at home, and tick off which one you think you are, because they had 7 identities within the study.
Mm-hmm.
Bear, cub, wolf, otter, twink, daddy, sex pig.
Oh, yes. A couple, I was talking to the researcher, Anthony Lyons, Dr. Anthony, and he said a couple of people came up being sex pig.
Yes, well, fair enough.
There you go.
Can I inquire, though, what's a wolf?
Oh, yeah, what is a wolf?
A wolf is a tall, broader-shouldered, but thin in the hips, muscly, with hair.
So, generally. Just imagine...
Yeah, is that...
Tyler Lautner.
Uh-oh.
No. Taylor Lautner. No, he's too thin. I'm thinking like...
Hugh Jackman.
Oh, yeah, Hugh Jackman. But yes. Skinnier.
Yeah, but a little bit skinnier.
There's this teacher at high school that I'm picturing now, and I'm like, oh, he would definitely...
Yeah, yeah, but...
He's kind of like stringy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no.
And hairy.
Yeah, I think Hugh Jackman would be wolf.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Yes, no, definitely some images flashing in my head now.
So, let us know if you're listening at home.
What are you, Andrew?
I generally end up being ticking as Otter.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. No, that's fair enough.
Yeah, yeah.
Team Otter.
My Grindr profile does read Twink, though, I will say. I did give in to that.
Well done.
Inexperience, let's go to the bottoming thing.
Yes.
Great segue. Let's be honest.
So, well, you brought up Grindr. Do you think that Twinks are more likely to be bottoms? A lot of them certainly dance like it.
Oh, well, you know. I think... Oh, God. Has so many ways I could put this. I would say yes. I mean, you know, the whole like skinny gay guy, big guy power dynamic, I guess. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of I personally have had experiences where older guys have, you know, I'm not going to say preyed on me, but, you know, kind of, you know, tried to pick me up. And there's like there's been a kind of an expectation that I'm going to bottom for them because, you know, it's like, well, you're a young, skinny twink. Like, surely that's what you're into. It's like, well, I'm not going to say yes or no, but, you know, it's like certainly not. The assumption is not nice, to be honest. You know.
Shane?
I think you struggle to find a top in Melbourne. So, like,
well, yeah, it is bottom city.
Yes,
aren't all categories predominantly? Yeah, I don't know.
If you're listening, give back.
If you're a top, I find as bottom that there are some top twinks out there, but a lot of them some of them tend to think that they are, and then you're there and you're like, oh honey.
For those offended, we mean top quality twinks, not
and I'm just like, no, you can't do this. You don't have, like, sometimes it just doesn't work.
No, I think I've found some twinks over the time that are tops as well.
Yeah, but we're not like, certainly not the majority.
No, not the majority. The survey from Archers talks about twinks in their persona being submissive, and maybe that being related to being a bottom, because they can be different things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shane, I don't know, do you have an opinion? Do twinks in their personality come across as being submissive? Whether or not they're a top or not.
It's funny, you know, when you asked me to come on, I did actually think about that, and I was thinking, okay, so why do they smoke? Why do they drink? And why do they bottom? And I thought to myself, I think a lot of them are actually not. Oh God, I'm getting in so much trouble. I think a lot of twinks are looking for someone to look after them, they do tend to take a submissive role. And I think especially the ones that are very much self-identifying as twinks.
Mm-hmm. They're looking they self-identify as a twink that comes across in their personality and vice versa, because they're looking for somebody to...
Perhaps with the Grindr profile heading hold me.
Yeah, skinny gogo wants a big older man to take care of them.
Okay. Is that your experience, Brandon?
Should not throw that one out there. Yeah.
That you think that the twink community or the people who identify as twinks are looking for an older, more dominant person?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's for any particular reason, but I definitely have seen that being a trend going around. I mean, I've certainly not seen... Well, I have seen a few twinks hook up with other twinks and get into relationships with other twinks, but, you know, I think there's definitely kind of this trend of just, you know, young twinky gay guys going for older gay guys, you know, sometimes like 10, 20 years older. They can just kind of look after them and hold them in their arms, you know, that sort of kind of submissive behavioural catering to sort of things, yeah.
And so... Why is that insecurity? Is it around just rate? You know, they talked a little bit about in the study about self-esteem. Mm. Do you think it's related to that, Shane?
I think weren't we all insecure at 20 years old?
Probably, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it. It's
I'm a wreck.
It's part of the age.
It is. Yeah. True.
And we have these ready-made stereotypes prepared for us to buy into.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of do.
We're not doing a good job of not buying into them, let's be honest.
It's very, very easy to fall into a role that's been prepared and laid out for you.
And stereotypes come from somewhere, you know? I think that's where I stand. But it doesn't mean, you know, that everyone will identify as being as part of that.
Yeah.
But, I think you're right. You know, a lot of 20-year-olds, you know, are uncertain about a lot of things. Some 21 or 27-year-olds might be as well. But
31, 37, yeah, 41, 40.
Sure, there's no age limit on that.
You know, okay, look, here's some food for thought. I was thinking, like, there's a whole concept in the media and in film and that sort of thing of, like, older men, powerful men, masculine, kind of coming in to take care of, you know, young, defenseless women.
50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen it, but I don't want to get started on it. Let's not. And I think that when you're being typecast as a feminine young twink, you might kind of start to buy into those stereotypes as well. I mean, I certainly don't mind an older man myself. And, you know, I have to wonder, like, is that because I genuinely do find older men more appealing, whether it's, you know, a physical thing or is it an intellectual thing? Or is it because maybe I have conditioned myself into believing that I would prefer an older man because older, more powerful, wealthy, buy me things. it's that kind of, you know, it's very stereotypical roles that even we as gay men, separate from the straight community, do kind of fulfill. You know, it's just another form of the same sort of thing, I find. Yeah.
And so
it's my diatribe.
That's all right. No, it's great. It's a great opinion because it helps to dissect, I think, some of what the community are thinking.
Yeah, and you're right. And as I get older, I've had younger guys approach me, and I'm thinking, what are you doing? Shouldn't you be talking to someone your own age? That's what I wanted when I was your age. And then, but you know, as you're saying, Brandon, I was like, well, that's not always the point. Well, that's not always the case, rather.
Yeah.
It's something I've, mind you, I had my first person call me daddy the other day, and I was like, this is not happening. You're on Hide and Seek with James Villain and Andrew the Apprentice. If you want to get in touch with us here, you can 0427JOY949 or onair@joy.org.au. We've got Brandon and Shane in the studio. More of them right after this.
Hide and Seek here on Joy 94.9, your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self. We are talking twinks with Shane and Brandon.
And another thing that came out of the studies, which we haven't discussed yet, is the fact that people who don't identify as a cultural, subcultural group, there were 56% of them, and they were overall happier than the other subgroups, but had a lot more internalized, perhaps, homophobia. They weren't very happy about identifying as being gay, full stop.
So the people who did not identify as being part of a subgroup, mm-hmm, were not happy.
Yeah. With themselves. But overall, general happiness.
Mm.
But when it comes down to self-esteem, it was very low. Do you think, guys, do you think that being part of a subcultural group allows people to express themselves more and be more in tune with who they perhaps are?
Mm.
I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say it's all about connectedness. Mm. I think we're hardwired to want people in our tribe, people
Absolutely.
To be with us. And identifying as part of a subculture is going to, just by its very nature, make you feel more connected to a group of people.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, then you are going to be a bit out on your own, or feel that way. Not, you won't actually be out on your own, but you will feel that way. And so I think that just comes back to the same as, you know, I'm a Hawthorne supporter makes you happier. Yeah.
I am. How about that? Oh, my God. Yeah, no, it does. It goes right back to, like, high school. I mean, if people want to belong. Like, that's all it is. People want to belong. I mean, emos hanging out in the corner, jocks, cheerleaders, whatever you want to call it. I mean, it's just another form of subcultures, people wanting to belong and feel like they're part of a community. And, you know, I mean, I don't identify as a twink. Am I... You know, do I have an issue with my sexuality? I mean, I guess it comes down to, like, when you do recognize these things and you sort of see kind of negative stereotypes surrounding subcultures that you are being perceived to be a part of, it can be quite jarring, and it can make you feel quite disconnected from a community and disconnected from yourself, in a sense, because, you know, sexuality is obviously a part of who you are. And yeah, so I mean, yes, no, I don't know.
You don't identify as being a twink.
I don't.
Which group do you hang out with?
I don't really have a big gay group of friends. I mean, I've definitely tried to hang out with groups of people, twinks, whatever. I think I have like one or two really good gay friends, and we go out like pretty much every weekend. But other than that, like, I don't really have a real group of gay people that I hang out with. Like, that's not, maybe it's just not what I'm into. Maybe I just don't really identify with what they identify as. I mean, I've certainly, yeah.
But I think this is also a generational thing. I think
you're right. Yeah, I think you're totally right.
I don't have a group of gays either.
I don't have a group of gays. but I would say that they're, I'll go to one club more than I'll go to another.
Mm. Yeah,
let's,
sure.
Let's put, yeah, it that, yeah, way. Yeah. Is that so? So if I repose the question, peel or lead?
Peel or neither. I'm 22. No. Oh God. Poof doof. I don't know. Like, wait, could you rephrase the question again without context? I understand.
When you go out to a gay bar, who are the gays around you?
Who are the gays that I want to hang out with?
If you want to pigeonhole them into a subgroup.
Oh God, when I go out, the gays that I want to hang out with, oh God, Northside homosexuals, definitely. Like, not, I don't know. There is a way that people view the North Side and the South Side, and hopefully some people listening will agree with me on this to some degree, is that South Side are a bit polished, a bit pretty, a bit perfect. Mm-hmm. North Side, quirky and interesting, and not like, no offense, guys, not the kind of like outrageously, ridiculously good looking, muscled, whatever as the South Side has. Definitely more beardy kind of hipster vibe. Mm-hmm. Those are the kind of gays that I relate to, only because, I don't know, maybe I just feel like I'm walking into a room with just interesting, different people.
So I guess to answer the question without me putting words in your mouth, perhaps they are not identifying as a subculture gays.
Yeah. Mm. See, but then again, here I am sitting here talking about gays that don't identify as a subculture while kind of stereotyping them in my own way.
That's what they're there
for. You can't win.
Is it a case... Is it time for twink pride? Is it time that...
Oh, my God.
That, so we talked about it would be better if people were connected to each other. And we identified before that cubs and bears hang out together. They do stuff together.
They organise their meetings.
They organise their meetings.
At the cub house, I'm assuming.
Is it time for twink pride in that the twinks come together as a self-identifying group and start connecting to each other?
That isn't a Kylie concert.
Look, you know, it is time for twink pride. And if anyone wants to form a cult. No, look, you know, I think it's hard. I think it's definitely hard because, like, oh God, is it time for twink pride? Yes. I mean, it's definitely time to take back the word twink, goddammit, because, you know, as I said, people use it on me more than I use it on myself. And I think that is a bit of a problem. And I think that if more kind of gay guys, skinny, young, dangerously thin homosexual men stood up and were like, look, yes, I am a twink. What are you going to do about it? Then maybe people would stop using it against us, you know, like, oh God, this sounds strange.
you heard it here first.
Social justice. So, yeah. Shane, what about you? Is it time for twink pride?
Definitely. Yeah, I think it's time for connectedness in general. I think I'm all,
you can
all
be my
all
right
about,
hand man.
All about connectedness.
What I think's really
all the way. Look,
what I think's really interesting is the way we're seeing it as a negative term. I think I opened the show by saying, yeah, I aspire to be a twink. I've always wanted to be a twink. I always said it was a good thing. Mm. So, you know, and you're obviously saying...
Yeah. I'm not sure if we asked this prior, but do you aspire to be a twink more now that you're older than you were when you were younger?
No.
Less. You want to be less of a twink.
No. It's just not as powerful anymore. It's like so many things in life.
Fair enough. Okay.
The love is diminished.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not as important to me anymore. Yeah. But back then, yeah, it was really important.
I will say another thing, and this is what, you know, stay tuned, get ready. You know, some of the guys that I've met and gotten to know in interesting ways that are older, you know, the ones that aren't like, oh, you know, you're a skinny young thing, gonna make you my sweet young boy, like, you know, kind of, or yeah, aspiring to be a twink in a way. And really? I'm not sure what it is. And, it, you know, like, I'm not a very superficial person. I don't really care that much about looks. I know people are going to call me out and say that's rubbish, but, like, I'm certainly not chasing after some people and disregarding everyone else. And I think, and I've hooked up with some guys that have been not, you know, ridiculously attractive and whatever, that have been older. And I do kind of go, like, you know, and they do kind of say, I wish I was more of a twink. And I think that for some older guys, it's like they want to be younger, like they miss that. I'm not sure.
Oh, that's so cute. At some point in your life, you will understand what that's all about.
Oh, God, look.
Boys, thank you so much for joining us in the studio. Shane and Brandon, Twink Pride.
Twink Pride. Twink Pride.
Yes.
So get back to us. Have a think over the next week and send us an email. Let us know what the Twink Pride flag will be.
Oh, yes. What will that be?
Oh, look. Something profane.
0427 joy949 on air at joy.org.au. If you have an idea for the Twink flag,
yes.
Let us know.
Let us know. But Shane and Brandon, thank you so much for coming in and being honest and open about twinkdom.
Yeah, it's twinkdom.
Even if you don't identify as one, maybe you do now.
No, maybe you do now.
I'll take it back for the people who can't.
You can subscribe to Hide and Seek's podcast for free. Visit joy.org.au/hideandseek for more information. Suggest a topic, a guest, or provide feedback. Email hideandseek@joy.org.au. Hide and Seek is presented by Andrew the Apprentice, James Findlay, and Avi Miller. Post-production by David Cheshire.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.